Would you believe that someone who loves electronic music would rather computers weren't involved in its making? Professor Neil O'Connor, otherwise known in these parts as electronic artist Ordnance Survey, is getting closer to having his wishes granted in a brand new facility at the University of Limerick, with bristling walls packed with logos from Rolly, Schlappy Engineering, Dopefar, and other colleagues in the world of electronics equipment. The University of Limerick Electronic Music Studio, ULEMS, is on a mission to foster an experimental approach to electronic music making, as Neil O'Connor explained to Culture Files Louise McMahon on a visit to the Electronic Music Studio.
No. So, I guess, where are we?
We're in the Department of Computer Science and Information Systems at the University of Limerick, and we're in the Electronic Music Studios. I'm Neil O'Connor. I'm an associate professor in all these machines, I suppose, sound recording, electronic music and so on. So we have everything in here routed to the mixing console, which is played back here in stereo. So we have all our MIDI devices here on this side. These are then some analog synthesizers that can be played and performed in real time. We have obviously some MIDI ones here in red. Bukele 200E H90, Poly 800
CS5
and
the Seal XP80.
It's a residency show.
This is a Dofer A100
tape recording. So over to our left here, we have a Bukele 200E. This is a very, very special machine. It's the price of a very nice car. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to set up the Bukele. It's on four channels. I'm also running it into an effects processor over here, this H90.
Okay.
Which will give us this type of sound.
It sounds really awe-inspired. It sounds like awe.
It's analog and digital. There's program banks that you can store. It's MIDI compatible, so it's not fully an analog machine. But what you'll see in the circuitry, and certainly in things like the oscillators and so on, will have analog processing.
So it kind of looks like an opened-out suitcase. Lots of patch cables and gain control.
And now I can do a little bit of filtering. But generally, it's a modular synthesizer, so it's generating different sounds and filtering them in different ways. And we have it set up in what's known as quadraphonic. And now that it's in quadraphonic, I'll just show you the difference between regular. So there's two speakers here at the front, four channels,
and two speakers here behind.
And what's known as a spatial quadraphonic. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 labeled on either side. So what I can do now is I can do this really, really interesting thing that swirl, which means it will travel between the four speakers. So if I turn one on, you'll see what that's A, B, C, and D.
They're Genelec speakers.
Yeah, and now they're moving around. So if you stand in the middle, you'll get a kind of swirling effect between the four.
All right, can I go do that?
John Buchla was a synthesist and a synthesized maker based in Berkeley or Oakland in California in the 1960s, and he had a very different approach from what's known as East Coast synthesists, which have been people like Robert Moog, who built the Moog synthesizer. This is West Coast, which sounds very esoteric and very different to the East Coast, which is a little more tame, uses different types of filtering and so on. As you can see here, this is far more complex. Last year I went to a studio in Holland, William Twee's Studios, and it's based on a 1950s electronic music studio where there's no real musical equipment. It's more based on test equipment from electronics. So we've tried to recreate a much smaller version of this over here. These things here, like function generators and hardware oscillators, are more used in engineering. But we're turning them into musical instruments. So you would use oscillators that would generate a sound, and then you would use many, many oscillators together to generate much more complex devices. It's a residency studio. Thank you. I'd say we're 90% complete of the studios. There's still a little bit that needs to happen, and I think a recording mechanism where either students or researchers can come in and record directly to magnetic tape and bypass the computer is something that I would really like to do. If I had my way, I probably wouldn't have a computer. I'd go back to just, because I work in another studio and we have tape machines and I do a lot of tape recording. So I love to get away from the computer completely and not have anything to do with digital. Because in the studio in Holland, they had the same. So when I was recording on the instruments from the 1950s, I was recording directly to tape.
And it's a warmer sound, would you say? Is that what you're chasing? Like, why is that your preference?
Obviously it sounds different. The way that the frequencies are hitting the tape will generate a certain harmonic detail. I think the added bonus of tape music is that you're not doing any micro editing. You can't go back and change things. You can, but it's very cumbersome when you start to cut up the tape. And I've done that before. It's, you know, you make an edit, it's going to take you 10 minutes. You do an edit on a computer, it'll take you 10 milliseconds. So the students can have, if they want to make, you know, drum and bass or hip hop or whatever they want, all those machines are here. But for them, for those students who want to go into a more experimental mode, we've got the most cutting edge facilities in, not only in Ireland, but in some of the educational facilities in Europe. So that's why it's really important to magnify that fact that this is a really, really, really unique place, not only in Ireland, but in educational places in Europe.
Neil O'Connor there, bending circuits with Louise McMahon at the brand new University of Limerick Electronic Music Studio.